Gerry Flynn tells us what's in the autumn edition of Inshore Ireland.
Optimism for the future of Ireland's marine sector is a common thread running through the autumn edition of Inshore Ireland, a clear sign that government is taking the marine seriously and at last recognising its huge economic potential. Our interview with Dr. Mark White, head of the new marine development team, is evidence that government is determined to unleash the potential of what's now being called Ireland's blue economy. The formation of the marine development team was one of the key recommendations to emerge from the Harnessing Our Ocean Wealth strategy, the first integrated marine plan launched in 2012 to include all relevant government departments and state agencies with an interest in the marine. Mark White is confident that the Our Ocean Wealth policy has been progressing very well in the past 5 years, and that the establishment of the Marine Development Team last January is a significant demonstration of that progress. He says that figures from SEMRU, the Socio-Economic Research Unit at NUI Galway, in their Ocean Economy report released in June are encouraging. In 2016, Ireland's ocean economy had a turnover of €5.7 billion, while providing employment for over 30,000 full-time equivalent individuals. According to Mark White, the Marine Development Team is determined to increase turnover in Ireland's blue economy to more than €6.4 billion by 2020 and to triple its GDP contribution from 0.8% today to 2.4% by 2030, an ambitious but realistic target, he believes. More reasons for optimism are evident in our detailed reports from this summer's annual conference and events. The Marine Institute's Digital Ocean, BIM's National Seafood Conference, called Winning in a Changing Environment, and SeaFest 2017, which attracted 100,000 participants to Galway, and all three events underpinning the future potential of Ireland's blue economy. That said, however, an article from Irish maritime lawyer Michael Kingston, who calls on government to enact international regulations as a matter of urgency to ensure the safety of seafarers and rescuers in the Irish jurisdiction, is a timely wake-up call for Irish politicians to stop dragging their feet when it comes to implementing essential marine legislation. A native of Goleen near Bantry, Michael Kingston is internationally recognised. His awards include the 2014-2015 Lloyd's List Global Maritime Lawyer of the Year for his contribution to safety of life at sea, and the US Coast Guard Challenge Coin for his efforts to promote maritime safety. Kingston notes that time and again, international maritime disasters indicate that best practice is not always adhered to. The importance of a proactive government and being seen to be proactive cannot be underestimated, and is too often cost-driven and sidelined. Too often as well, it is not until regulation comes into play following a disaster does industry adhere to best practice to prevent a recurrence, he says. As examples of neglect to implement best legislative practice in the marine industry, Michael Kingston cites the 1980 capsizing of the Alexander Kielland semi-submersible drilling rig in Norway, which claimed 123 lives, the Piper Alpha platform fire in the North Sea in 1988, in which 167 died, and, closer to home, the Betelgeuse oil tanker explosion in Bantry Bay in January 1979, which killed 50 people, including his father. Kingston is adamant there is no excuse for complacency when it comes to proper safety legislation, adding that the lack of drive by politicians to get the job done can be quite staggering. He wonders if Ireland had ratified the Torremolinos Convention, would Rescue 116 have had to respond to what he says was a minor injury incident on a fishing vessel in international waters off the west coast of Ireland. And he calls for Ireland to carry out a regulatory review of all safety procedures in maritime and energy operations in its jurisdiction. As for the key issues of political leadership, Michael Kingston also believes that a dedicated minister for the marine is required now to focus on what he sees as the incredible potential of Ireland's maritime and energy sector, and to comprehensively address issues of maritime safety. All these and much more in the autumn edition of Inshore Ireland magazine.
Gerry Flynn.